الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها صدق الله العظيم. All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we thank Him for having granted us so many blessings and ni'mats, one of this being that we witness in the month of Ramadan. So we are discussing, this is now the next episode, as you would call it, of the topic on Asma'ul Husna. Last week we gave a general introduction to the name of Allah, and there was a few things left here. I thought we'd just complete it. And actually, there isn't a few things left. There are a lot of things left to speak about the name of Allah. We'll need a whole year of Jummah Bayans, actually. There's so much just on the name of Allah. Subhanallah. In any case, we're going to move on to the Asma'ul Husna. But today we just finished one or two other important, interesting things with regard to the name of Allah. So the first question we ask ourselves is, how often do we take the name of Allah in the day? How many times we say Allah? Huh? We say Allah. So many times we say Allah, do we even know what we are saying? So we say the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in different ways. We say Bismillah, for example. So Bismillah. Do we even know we took the name of Allah? We say Bismillah. We say Alhamdulillah. How are you feeling, brother? Alhamdulillah. Right? We see something great, subhanallah. So we're saying all those things which are right, but do we know that the actual exclamation or whatever it is, it has got the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in it, and what is the effect and the strength of that name of Allah, and how much of connection we have got with it. So, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Astaghfirullah. Right? So we're focusing on the istighfar, but we are saying the name of Allah, like we mentioned last week, that the name of Allah has been given to this ummah specifically. It's a very special name. It's a very simple name also, given on the tongue, that a person can make the dhikr of Allah without even moving his lips. Try it out. Right? Allah, Allah, Allah. Lips are not moving. So Allah has made it very easy for the making of the zikr. So the question is that how much of it affects us, how much of love we've got, how do we feel the sweetness of the name of Allah? It's sweet. So there's an incident mentioned, maybe I mentioned in the past also, that once there was a person who was walking past a shepherd who had lots of sheep. So as he was going past, he just took the name of Allah. But he said it with so much of love, passion, ecstasy, sweetness. So the shepherd heard it. He said, what the way this man said the name of Allah. So he told him, brother, come here, please, man. Say it one more time. So the man said, nah, you got sheep. I need 1/3 of your sheep. If you prepare to give me 1/3 of your flock, then I'll say it again. So the man said, no problem, you can take it, 1/3. Then he said, Allah, again. So he said, again, one more time. So in this way, he gave away 1/3 of his entire flock just to hear the beauty and the sweetness with which the name was uttered. We need to ask ourselves that we must also ask Allah Ta'ala to give us the same sweetness of the name of Allah on our tongue. Our Sheikh, Rahimahullah, Hazrat Hakim Makhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, used to say it in Urdu, but I'll give you the English translation. Say, Allah has created the sweetness of the world in different forms. How sweet must His name be? How sweet must be the name of the one who has created sweetness? You know, I heard one, I didn't hear it directly, but one person told me, Haji Bhai Padiya Rahmatullah Alayhi, used to say that when he makes zikr now in this part of his life, then he actually feels sweetness in his mouth. Haji Bhai was a great, great man. You know, all this work that we're seeing around us today, in whichever way it might be, the masjid, the madrasa, the tabligh jamaat, the ishtimas, all of that, it goes to one man, to Haji Bhai Padiya, who started the work in 1960-something. So we can imagine what a connection he had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we're not talking of great buzurgs of 100 years ago. We're talking of people who we saw and we met. So nevertheless, this is the name of Allah. When we're saying it, we must first of all appreciate it, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this name to say. And this name has got a lot of things in it. It is a very powerful name. It's a very blessed name. It's a very sacred name. It's a very honorable name. These are just some of the things when we are saying it, we must remember we're saying it with a lot of, you know, feeling and in connection with the different things I mentioned that are related to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Effective, powerful, How much of power the name of Allah got? We give you an example. There was a person by the name of Da'athur ibn Muharith al-Muharibi. So he found Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam resting. It was coming from an expedition. And he saw his chance. He says, my chance to kill Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all know the story. And then he took the sword of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or his own sword, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was resting. He said, now I got you. Now who's going to save you from me? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't do anything. He said, Allah. But the way he said Allah, the fellow dropped the sword and he started whimpering like a little puppy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picked up the sword and said, now who's going to save you from me? So he said, nah, you know, you were the only one. I'm sorry, you can't. So in any case, the power of the name of Allah, the power in that name. Of course, this was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who said it. But we must also develop the same thing in our hearts and when we are saying the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also Allah says in one ayat of the Quran, Tabarakasmu Rabbik. Blessed is the name of your Allah. When we say it got barakat, the name Bismillah got barakat in it. The name Allah got barakat in it. And when we say Bismillah in anything, then we have put the name of Allah in it. Right? So therefore we must have this thing in our heart at all times, that we're not just saying Allah, but we're saying it with the underlying effect that it has got. And we can give lots of examples of how just the name Allah had its effects on different people. Then also we must remember that we are saying it with our tongue, like I mentioned, that, you know, Allah made it so easy for us to say it with our tongue, our napak, sinful tongues, which we use for so many wrong and sinful things. We make ghibat, we swear, we run people down, we lie, we taunt, we do all this thing with the tongue. It's a very bad thing to be doing with the tongue. That's why the Imam Abu Hanifa used to say that jirmuhu saghirun. The size of the tongue is very small, وَجُرْمُهُ كَبِيرٌ. But the sin of it is so big, that one word, if you said wrong, can actually take us away from Jannah. We're right by the door of Jannah, can end us up into Jahannam. So this tongue here of ours, we are now, Allah gave us the opportunity to say His sacred, blessed, powerful name, made it easy for us to say. So we must think when we speak using our tongue, how we lie, how we swear. But some people just swear like how they're breathing. It's just one of those things for them. Allah protect us. Then, Hazrat Mawla Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, he says that if we have to wash our tongues 1,000 times with rose water, wash it 1,000 times, still our tongue will not be pure and clean enough to take such a name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're only talking about the name of Allah. We're not even talking about Allah Himself. We're just talking about the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, like we mentioned, that if we take the name of Allah with the underlying or with the correct feeling of it, with the proper focus, with the proper attention, and with the proper sincerity, then in there is this Ismul Azam. We mentioned other day, Ismul Azam means that name of Allah, which when a person says it, or he asks through that name, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers him, and if he asks anything through that name, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant it to him. So that's a very great name. Just to imagine if somebody knows the Ismul Azam. He's got the keys for everything. He can do what he wants to because he's got the greatest name. All his du'as will be accepted. All his needs will be fulfilled. So that is Ismul Azam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept it in there, but it is subject to how we say it with what sincerity. So, besides the Ismul Azam, one is a specific Ismul Azam. One is it's in the name of Allah. One is it's in the Asma'ul Husna somewhere. So it depends when a person got a problem, how he connects with that name, right, to his heart, and then how he connects that name to his problem, and then how he sends it up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why sometimes the Ismul Azam can be different for different people. So maybe a person is asking for strength because he's very sick, so he'll use the word Yaqawi. But he knows how he's saying it, so he'll say Yaqawi and then he'll carry on saying that. And then he will connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So his Ismul Azam is Yaqawi. We can give a lot of examples, we don't have time now. Then also when we say Allah, we say Allahumma. Why Allahumma? This meme that's added in the end, it is an exclusive way of calling Allah. One is you say Ya Ali, right? Ya Ibrahim. But we can also say Ya Allah. So the calling is shared. But when you say Allahumma, it's only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can't call anybody else by adding a meme in the end there. So it gives it exclusivity. And that's why they say when a person picks up and say Allahumma, he's already connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the question is that if we have and we know that name, if you and I know it, we'll know what to do with it. What will we do with it? We'll first knock the people who we don't like, our competitors, we're going to put them away. And we want everybody's everything because we got the Ismi Azam. So it is something we have to know that if we got it, we have to actually use it in a proper way, in a correct way. Just one quick incident related to that. Time is up already. That one person, he went to go visit the great Sheikh. He said, Sheikh, I believe you know the Ismi Azam. Please teach it to me. So the Sheikh said, okay, just sit there on the entrance of the town. And whatever you see, you must come back and tell me. So he said, okay, fine, I'll do that. So while he was waiting there outside the town, he saw an old man coming with a donkey laden with a whole lot of firewood on it. And as he entered the town, the police was there. He beat the old man up, took his donkey away, threw the firewood away. And he did that to the old man. So this man came back to the Sheikh. He said, I saw this happening there, that the police beat up this old man. So he said, if you were there, what you would have done? He said, I would have beat that policeman up good and solid. That's what I would have done. So he said, well, that old man there, he taught me the Ismi Azam. What could he not have done to that police with that Ismi Azam? So if we got it, you know, little bit, somebody just block us here by the parking, and guys, we don't get it with our Ismi Azam. Allah Ta'ala protect us.